Module 9, Administrative Tasks. The administrative tasks are kind of like the vegetables of event planning. They may not be the most fun part, but they are very necessary. This is where you concentrate your event. In this section, we will talk about creating a budget, branding, and marketing your event and obtaining your permits, insurance, and contracts. Create a budget. A budget is the amount of money that is available to spend on an event. Usually, the event planner has a ballpark amount that the client wants to stay under. The event planner would calculate the cost of the items needed for the event and submit that to the client. Sometimes the client will set a budget. There are times when an event can have a fluctuating budget. The client will specify that they can allow the budget to fall between two different amounts. When creating a budget, make sure to round up, not down. You want to make sure that you are generous with your budget because it's better to underspend than overspend. Also, you want to include a contingency plan for unknown costs that may present themselves. Branding and marketing. Branding and marketing may not be necessary for small intimate events, but for larger functions like charity events, it is imperative. Branding means creating a theme or image that can attract the attention of potential attendees. Not all events require branding, but some events may. When choosing a brand, it could be for something related to the theme or something related to the purpose of the event. Marketing is the advertising for your event. When you're marketing the event, it can be something as simple as sending out an invitation or as grand as a television advertisement. Insurance and permits. When you plan an event, it is important to be knowledgeable about the types of licenses and permits that are needed. It is advisable to consult a lawyer to determine what permits or licenses you are going to need. Permits are official documents that give people consent to do something. For example, an event that requires the street to be blocked off would need a permit. A license is an official document that gives permission for a person to own or use something or proceed performing a trade. Most people have obtained a license, our driver's license. Another prime example is a person serving liquor who needs to have a liquor license. You may not personally need to obtain the license or permit. It may be that your employee requires one. In this event, it is still your job to ensure that the permits and licenses are ready in time for the event. It is against the law for you to proceed without the proper licenses and permits. Doing so can result in hefty fines from the city or get your event shut down. Contracts. Lastly, you want to obtain all of the required contracts for your event. A contract is a legally binding agreement. Having a contract solidifies that the people you are in the contract with is going to complete their task and that you are going to pay them. It is a great way to outline exactly what you need them to do, how much you are paying, and when the task should be started and completed. Contracts can be obtained for the venue, the entertainer, the vendors, technical staff, support staff. Case study. Sierra and Jocelyn decide they want to host an event to celebrate their favorite professor's 30th work anniversary. They have never planned a big event before but feel like they could still go forwards without a professional event planner. They decide that they would have the event in a banquet hall of a local hotel. They want to have a stage so that they can present him with a gift at the end of the night. They also decide that they would like for there to be a string quartet that will perform during dinner. Sierra finds the tables that she loved at one vendor's location. Jocelyn finds the dining chairs at an alternate location. The night of the event comes, and they are in trouble. The caterers are there, but the food vendors were nowhere to be found. The tables are in place, but there are no chairs, and the stage hasn't been put together. They had forgotten to get the permits for the street to be shut down for the valet services, and no one on staff has a liquor license. Because they don't have any contracts for the vendors and other staff, none of them have an obligation to show up. They end up having to cancel the event last minute.